This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Well, the month of October means many different things to many different people. It means the annual scramble to ooh and ah Vermont's spectacular fall foliage. Every food and drink known to man becomes pumpkin spiced until Halloween. And for puckheads like myself and so many others, it's the start of hockey season. When the rubber hits the ice in Vermont, we turn to our sports correspondent Andy Gardner for a preview of the upcoming college hockey season. Andy, great to be with you again.
Nice to be talking hockey, Mitch.
Yeah, let's start with the University of Vermont. Now, Coach Kevin Sneddon is entering his 13th year behind the bench with UVM. In your most recent article, which you can find, by the way, at vpr.net, you write that he's as excited about this particular upcoming season as any he's ever coached before. What's got him champing at the bit this year?
Primarily his junior class, Mitch. Vermont's coming off back-to-back 20-win seasons, which is only the third time in the Division I history of the program that they've done that. And the heart of that team is returns intact. They did lose All-American Mike Paliota, who signed with the Chicago Blackhawks and now is playing with Columbus, and also goaltender Brody Hoffman, who signed a year early with a pro contract. But they are well-stocked at all the other positions, starting with the junior class with their scorers. Mario Piskaric, Brady Shaw, and Brendan Bradley give them three talented scorers, and they've got some size now in the freshman class to back that up. One of the things that Coach Sneddon thought worked against Vermont last year was they were ground down by some of the more physical teams, that they didn't have the bulk to grind it out, particularly in the end of the season in the playoffs when that sort of hockey is prevalent.
Now, jumping down a bit to Division III, the Norwich Cadets are trying to improve on a season in which they made it to the Frozen Four last year. How do their prospects look?
Like Vermont, they have a very, very strong junior class. Coach Mike McShane has raised the bar so high at Norwich, 11 trips to the Frozen Four, three national championships, that when they lost last year in the quarterfinals, it was something of a disappointment. But they are in good shape. They have two returning goalies who split time last year. They've got all their offensive firepower. They're going to be a quick, fast-skating team with goal-scoring capability. And they also brought in some size with the freshman class that's going to serve them well as the season unfolds.
Now, it's going to be a really interesting season for the Middlebury Panthers. They've had so much success in the past, such a great hockey program, but this is a real transition year for them. How much pressure do you think there is on former player and assistant coach Neil Sinclair as he takes over for the legendary Bill Beeney?
Well, there's going to be some pressure, but not so much as taking over for Coach Beeney, who won eight national championships at Middlebury, but more just to get the Panther program back on track. They have struggled the last few years from being the kingpin in the New England Small College Athletic Conference. They've been overtaken by some other schools. Trinity won the national championship last year, for example. And one of the things facing Sinclair and the program is the rise of junior hockey players at the Division III level. Norwich, for example, 90% of its roster came through the junior ranks. So you have 19, 20, 21-year-old freshmen instead of 18 or 19-year-old freshmen. And that can make a big difference. And the pool of junior players that fits Middlebury's academic profile is not large. So they're going to be challenged to get things rolling again. But Sinclair is very, very excited about his group of seniors. He has a strong senior class. And he talks about how they're going to write the next chapter of Middlebury hockey, building on what came before, but adding their own signature to it.
Now, the last time we spoke, you gave us a profile of the new athletic director at St. Michael's College, Chris Kenny, and the challenge that he has in making the Purple Knights more competitive athletically in a school that, to this point, doesn't offer athletic scholarships for any sport except basketball. Yet St. Mike's made a pretty good showing on the ice last year. Are they looking to at least meet or surpass last year's accomplishments?
Yes, the record wasn't that impressive on its face, Mitch, but for the second year in a row, the Purple Knights reached the championship game of the Northeast 10 Conference playoffs. Coach Damon DeJulian is in his fourth year now. He's got a solid program, and actually hockey is one of the brighter spots in St. Michael's athletic firmament, and they're going to be good again this year, although they have some holes to fill.
Well, we've been talking about the men's game, of course, all along to this point. But what about on the women's side of the ice, starting with a school like UVM, which, you know, has really struggled in recent years?
Well, they've had some up and down seasons, but Coach Jim Plumer has got things on the right track. Cats opened this past weekend at home, losing a pair of games to nationally ranked Bemidji State. They only scored one goal in the two games, which is going to be indicative of some challenges for them because they have to replace Amanda Pelkey, the program's career scoring leader in all everything, who actually was just chosen for the Four Nations Cup national team again. So that's going to be a challenge for the Catamounts. Look again to Middlebury and Norwich to be powerful Division III programs. Both of them reached the NCAA tournament last year, and the Cadets went to the Frozen Four, and they're going to be right in the national championship mix again this winter.
And for me, being a fan of the Boston Bruins, I will note that I'm going to be watching again to see the progress of former University of Vermont defenseman Kevin Miller, who's going to be counted on for the Boston Bruins with a very thin blue line this year.
Yes, now coming back from an injury, let's hope he can stay healthy this year.
Our VPR sports correspondent, Andy Gardner. Always a pleasure, Andy. Thank you.
My pleasure, Mitch.
And you can find his article on the hockey season coming up, vpr.net.